Hello, people. Ashley here. Thank you for coming and joining us again with another episode of Bring Something to the Table podcast.
Ooh.
What was that?
I liked the way you said that.
Oh, I was getting tongue-tied, but okay.
No, it was nice.
And with me, as always, is the wonderful...
Oh, you're not going to introduce me?
You told me not to.
I was waiting for my name to be said.
You said you wanted
Hello,
to say
people.
It to
your... It's me, JY.
You said you wanted to say it yourself last time.
You're right, I did say that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, it's JY, because, you know, that's what Ashley calls me, and we can't keep John on the record. So. Call me whatever you like. Just don't call me after 12.
Okay.
All right, well, that's the cue to kill the music, because she's looking at me like I'm crazy, so.
Most times.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, you know. It's holiday season is coming up, and I'm getting ready to take some time off of work.
Me too.
And, you know, that's pretty exciting for me. I don't take a lot of time off.
No,
so.
You don't. I keep trying to make you.
You're not trying hard enough. You got a little bit more threatening in those text messages.
Oh, I wasn't?
Oh, it was kind of scary. But man, there's a lot going on in the world today.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot going on.
Listen,
I mean, I
can't even watch the news anymore.
We might have a new president.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
We just never know. I mean, it's looking like it.
It looks like it. I think they're still trying to figure out what's going on in Georgia.
Still?
Yeah.
Man, what's going on in Georgia?
They've had to do like 3 recounts or something. They had to do.
Has this ever happened before with any election?
Well, didn't Florida have to vote again at one point?
Yeah, Florida messed up on the ballots, but that took like a day or so.
I mean, well, from what I understand, it's so close in Georgia. And so they've been having to do all these recounts, and they even had to supposedly go in and hand count everything.
Man,
at one point.
That's crazy.
But I don't know. I'm not following it.
I'm not following it. I mean, I see people tweet about stuff and, you know, people say crazy things, but I'm just like,
I can't. It's overwhelming me.
It is a lot.
It's
I think the last thing I read was somebody posted that Trump said that they had ballots delivered from Russia to mess up the votes. And I was like, I'm done. Like, I was just like, I don't want to hear anything else. I just tuned out after that.
I've been done. So, I mean, all I know is the Associated Press has supposedly deemed Biden the winner.
Yeah, I mean.
But there's been no official announcement from the government. So I don't know.
I don't know either,
I don't know,
man.
What's going on.
There's a lot of nonsense. Definitely one for the history books. Speaking of history books. So.
History.
Huh?
History books?
Yeah, I said speaking of history books. It was called a segue. Was what I was trying to do. I was trying to transition from one topic to another topic.
Oh, are we talking about history now?
Not necessarily. If you would have let me finish my statement.
Oh,
you
sorry. I thought we were talking about history.
We're
I was
supposed
like, okay.
To be professional here. Don't get too excited.
We are not professional.
We are so professional.
I mean, okay.
One person out there thinks we're professional. And amen to you. No, but like I said, one for the history books. We had somebody had a lot of people take the vaccine for the first time. And a lot of cameras were pointed at him. There's a lot of press conferences. And yeah, that was quite today. That was a couple of days ago.
It was.
Yeah. Are you following any of the vaccine news or, you know?
Not really. I mean, I know that it's being distributed to, I guess, the first responders and some of the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. I've been trying to read up about vaccines and the history and
yeah,
all of that. But as far as like what's going on with it right now, I have not really been following. I've turned off all of the notifications on every single app on my phone. I do not get notified for anything.
Wow. Okay.
I can't. I'm getting so overwhelmed with everything, like everything on social media. I've got a Pixel. So mm-hmm. I've got Google News, or I forget what exactly it's called, but that always used to notify me about about new articles and stories that it thought I would like.
Based on your past Google search, we know that you would like these things.
Exactly. So I had to turn those notifications off. Yeah, I was just getting overwhelmed with all of it.
Yeah.
Overstimulated.
I don't blame you. I mean, I went to the parents' house the other day, and it felt like from the time I got there, which was like around 1-ish in the afternoon, to the time I left, that was like 8 o'clock in the evening, all they did was watch the news. Multiple news channels over and over. I heard the same stories like 15 times.
Wow.
I was like, how do you guys do this? I was like, I get annoyed with the news after 30 minutes. I was like, we have heard the story about this little girl that jumped in this well 13 times. I was like, I just can't hear it anymore. We know she's an idiot. She jumped in this well. But so I don't know. The whole, I get you with the whole media and China. It is very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So for this vaccine thing, let's talk about this vaccine thing a little bit more.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know,
I mean, I'll try.
That's all I ask.
I'm no expert.
We don't claim to be. We're not affiliated with any doctors or anything. This is just what I hear on the news and the medias and whatever else.
I mean, I don't even know how to go about tackling the topic of vaccines.
Yeah. I mean, are you for it or are you against it? Is that too harsh of a question to ask? Do you think people are going to be knocking down your door if you say the wrong thing?
I mean, no. I honestly, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. Now, as far as this new vaccine, I don't know. I ain't going to take it.
Okay, why is that? Is it because they say it steals your soul?
Where did you hear that?
Exactly. It's all on the internet. Two people said their souls felt like they were gone after they took the vaccine. So now all these church people said, well, we're not going to take it if it's going to make us stop believing in Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. You turned your notifications off, not me. This is just the stuff I have to read and see on a daily.
Why would I want to read that?
I don't know. Somebody said they felt like their soul got snatched out of their body. But I can pay somebody to say that, though.
True. Exactly.
That's what it's just like. It's weird right now because you don't know what sources. Look, it's going to have to come from like the top of the news. Like sources. I'm not gonna, I think Channel 4 the other day posted something about one of the side effects to the vaccine that had nothing to do with the vaccine. And it was something Channel 4 posted because they just reposted it from another news outlet without checking it first. So people are like, what the F, Channel 4? And then they had to go back and take it down because this is like, people are just like, oh, it must be true. I saw it on Channel 4. So it's just like,
listen,
they're not fact checking. Ashley,
you know, well, you know what? I'm not going to have anyone fact check for me. I'm going to do the research myself.
And you should.
I mean, I heard that. Well, I read an article. I don't know how factual it is.
But you read something, so.
I think the UK has started their vaccinations with, I don't know who's getting it first over there, but.
Yeah.
I did hear that there was a couple people that had really allergic reactions to it, like really bad reactions where they had to have like those EpiPens or something that had to. So they were saying that if you have severe allergies, you might not want to take it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I don't know. See, it's hard to say because everybody is so different and everyone is probably going to react differently.
Oh yeah,
so the
for
vaccination.
Sure. I mean, it's just the same thing where, say, have you ever taken a flu shot before?
Nope.
Okay.
I ain't doing it.
That's fine. So let me educate you on the flu shot a little bit. So when you take your flu shot, there's a small chance in there that you will get sick after taking the flu shot.
Oh, I've known people that have gotten sick after the flu shot.
Yeah, there's people that just react differently to it. Some people don't react differently to it. But I feel like it's such a small percent now with the flu shot stuff that obviously it ain't talk of the news or anything. So it's like, oh yeah, you're going to be sick for a little bit, but you have your flu shot, you'll be fine. Whatever. But I mean, I can't say I've never taken a flu shot either, so I can't say anything. But I know my mom, being in the education field as I'm growing up, she had to always take it was just a requirement by their job. They all had to take it, especially working for the government. Any vaccine shot that came out, you had to have it before doing anything. So I don't know where I was going with that, but this had to do with something with your vaccine your allergic reactions, I guess.
This vaccination got us all sorts of messed up.
No, you're right. It's just, I just don't, once again, I don't know enough about it. And, you know, it's a lot of people that are just, it's more of a joke now, which obviously that to me gets annoying because it's like now you get, doesn't matter if the vaccine works or doesn't work. It's more of a meme now. People are using it as a comedy thing. So the people that were on the fence about taking it now sees it as a joke. So then they're not going to take it. So there's a lot of people going into these weird, like.
See, I feel like people already know. I feel like they already know. Well, most people already know, yes, they're going to take it or no, they're not going to take it. And there's going to probably be a few people on the fence about it. But I think for the majority, I feel like people probably already know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
My thing is, the reason why I am not going to take it right now.
Go for it.
Is because I feel like it's just too soon. They've already, some of them have really kind of skipped. It takes years to actually be able to get a vaccine out into the public for the masses. Years of trials, years of animal testing. Well, first, before the animal testing, they do lab testing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do animal testing. And then they start slowly on a small population of people. Like, I was doing some research on Pfizer's. And their phase one on humans, they only did it on 80 people. 80 healthy people. So we don't really know how people that are not really healthy are going to react to this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going with this point? It's been pumped out too quickly. I mean, I think some of them didn't even do the animal trials.
Yeah.
So
you're not against the animal trial stuff? You seem like you'd be one of those people that would be against the animal trial stuff.
You know, I don't like the idea of animal trials because I was reading about one where they were trying to do the coronavirus. Well, they've been trying to do a coronavirus vaccine for years, like back in like the early 2000s, maybe even before that. And I was trying to find the actual scientific research articles specifically from like the scientists who have done these trials. They're really hard to find now. You can't really find them.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But there has been no successful coronavirus vaccine. And I was trying to figure out why. Well, I can't find the information. But when I was reading about the animal trials, I mean, they were trying to figure out, like they were looking at the lungs of these rats or something, or I don't know. But they ended up euthanizing the rats so that they could take the lungs out and look at the lungs and see how they were affected.
Yeah.
And me, I can't even kill a spider, okay? Like, if an ant starts crawling on me, you know, I just move them off to the side. You know, I don't like the idea of hurting anything.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so it bothers me, but I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how else they would do it.
Yeah.
To make it, I mean, is it necessary? I don't know. This is such a loaded question.
Obviously, you had a lot of people that signed up to be experimented on and tested on. And I mean, I guess, would you rather that have people volunteer versus having, you know.
Are you asking me if I would choose an animal life over a human life?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that they're going to kill the humans or whatever. Maybe they will. Test.
I mean,
you just never know.
You never know how someone's going to react to
exactly.
anything.
Exactly. So, but you're just saying you'd rather it be on an animal than a human.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of animals being tested for anything.
Yeah.
I just don't like that idea. But unfortunately, it's kind of necessary if this is how we're going. Listen, it's such a loaded question.
I know.
I mean, I could start going off into like a whole nother topic
I got you flabbergasted.
I could go off into a whole, like, so many tangents on like other, like so many topics about this whole thing.
So you believe in vaccines as long as they've been tested long enough and they're proven to work? Or you want to? Are you on the fence? Because I have some friends.
I am on the fence about
vaccines. I have some friends that just don't do the vaccine stuff at all. They're just like, yeah, I just do my herbal stuff and my teas and stuff.
See, and I'm leaning more towards that and more towards like Ayurvedic medicine. Well, it's not really medicine because it's natural. It's all natural.
Yeah.
Like Ayurvedic, what do they call it? Like holistic practices and like Chinese medicine and that sort of thing. I am starting to lean towards that because in my research that I've come across over the years, the natural state of our bodies does better with Ayurveda and those natural holistic remedies. And I've been researching on, you know, the rise of modern medicine. And while it has its place, I don't feel like it's the most, I don't know, it's hard to explain because I don't feel like it should be used the way that it is as like a, because the way that most medicine is used now is it'll look at one specific area without looking the rest of the picture.
Okay. Okay.
And if you learn about Ayurveda and, you know, Chinese medicine and acupuncture, chiropractic, that's more of like the holistic picture. So I don't know. What was the question?
I was just trying to see I was just looking for your stance on vaccines. And I mean, like I said, I don't have a lot of experience, or obviously I don't have kids either. So, you know, I don't know what judgment call I would make if I had kids, but I did used to work in a news station, and there was this really heavy topic that came around, huge news story when I was working there, where this little girl died because the mom refused to take her to the doctor, and she refused to give her any type of treatment or anything because she's like, oh, I'm just going to give her these flowers and berries because I read on the internet this is better for you. So the girl dies. So then they were trying to figure out, well, do you charge her with murder, or do you just, what do you do in that situation? So it's kind of like, it's a really, like, I'm going to have to find the article for you. But it was like, I remember it was a really big news topic back when I was in the news station. It was like, it had people divided. Like, people were like, just like, burn her at the stakes. And other people were like, no, she has a right. It's her kid. She can do whatever she wants. But then, you know, all the doctors are saying, yeah, she would have just brought her in a month ago. We could have saved her. So it's like, it's a whole, I don't know. I'm not saying doctors are bad or berries are evil or anything like that. I mean, obviously there's a lot of different things that I don't know and we don't know about these home remedies and stuff. I've been watching people eat oranges with brown sugar to get their taste back. I didn't even think that was a thing.
Interesting.
But people that lose their taste because of COVID, they're burning oranges and mixing it with brown sugar, mushing it together, and they're instantly getting their taste back. Ain't no doctor tell you to do that. There was somebody to say, yo, I know this remedy from the island. Do this if you want to get your taste back. And it worked. So it's just kind of like, who knew? So I don't know. And once again, it's the internet. So I don't know what to believe. But I mean, I'm with you. I mean, it is a kind of a loaded question. It's a hard topic to kind of cover because there's so many different sources you can go to.
Yeah.
He said this and she said that. And I mean,
well, as far as that story that you were telling me about, or that you just told us about with the daughter and the mom. Listen, I'm not saying modern medicine is bad. I mean, I feel like it really does have its place. It's saved so many lives, especially in emergency situations.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost a miracle. But at the same time, you know, as progressed as science says it is, I just feel like most modern medicine just focuses on one specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really focus on one specific thing without looking at the entire person, like, and, you know, okay, well, this is, you know, the issue that you're having. Let's look at everything else to see what we could figure out might be wrong instead of just saying, hey, take this pill, you know. Yeah. Because these drugs, they're not natural. Our body, like, there's substances in there that our body is can't process, or, mm-hmm. you know, and being more of a holistic entity, you know, is okay. Yeah, it'll fix something right now, but it's also going to disrupt some other part of the body. Might not know about it right, you know, just, you know. Let me try that again.
Go for it.
It might not come to light right away. For example, I think they say aspirin. I think it's aspirin or NSAIDs or I don't know. It's one of those aspirins, or it's not Tylenol, but it's something that, you know, if you take it quite often and usually on an empty stomach, like, I mean, and this could be over years.
Yeah.
It's just something that you go to, you use it, you know, you're popping it all the time for pain relief.
Aspirin's
or something.
Definitely not good to take all the time.
Well, it can cause, it can cause ulcers.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen right away, but eventually down the line it could. So, I don't know. So I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I think I have a friend in town that is a doctor, where he practices some type of, not your traditional medicine, I guess you can say. And I'm going to have to look this up to figure out what he actually does, because he has this whole Zen garden thing. So I know he's not your traditional doctor, but I got to figure out what he does, because he would probably be a good person to talk to, because he always talks about going to like natural remedies before using certain pills and stuff like that.
Okay, so that just reminded me of something, how I kind of look at modern medicine as opposed to like holistic medicine, which is like herbs and, you know, natural things.
Yeah, weed. It came from the earth. God put this here for me and you. All right, go ahead.
Oh, you made me lose my train of thought.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I lost it. It's gone. No!
I helped you remember, then I helped you forget.
You did.
Is that a thing?
It is.
You must hate
you
me.
You completely like threw my thought.
Oh, gosh, I'm the worst person. Why do you even come over here?
I don't even know. I mean, this topic has got me all sorts of out of whack. I don't even know what to do right now.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I sound crazy. I
mean, you partially do sound crazy. But, you know, that's just who you are. I mean...
Well, I feel like I haven't made any sense. I can't even follow my train of thought. I don't even know what I've said or what I haven't said. I mean, that's just how disturbed I am.
Yeah, yeah. And if they've gotten this far, then... More power to you if you can explain to us what Ashley's been talking about for the last
All right,
24 minutes.
All right, we're not talking about medicine. We should bring your friend onto the show.
Yeah, I want to say is Don's college roommate's Mackenzie's husband, Todd, that's the doctor I'm talking about. And maybe he'll come talk to us.
Maybe we should do that.
Because, yeah, I feel like we need some professionals here because, I don't know enough. I don't do no research on the weekends about vaccines. It's not something I'm doing. I'm sitting on my couch and my mom would be like, yeah, don't take that. I'm like, all right, Ma. And that's kind of how it's going to be for me for right now. So, all right, cool.
All right, well, let's get out of medicine and let's go back to vaccines.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bring us home.
Would I take this vaccine? Not right now.
Okay.
No.
If you feel like you never have to take it, then you probably wouldn't take it.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, all these people, all these healthy people that have had it,
mm-hmm.
never knew they had it, were asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Why would they need this vaccine? Because their bodies have already, I mean, their bodies were obviously very healthy. Their immune systems were very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to need this vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, some people might argue, well, they can still
spread it and give it to other people. Yeah.
But... They don't know that for certain.
We don't know that for certain. I mean, they're saying now it's hard to get it off of hard surfaces like counters and tables. They're like, yeah, you can get it, but it's very hard to get it to transfer from one surface to another. That was new for me, so.
I hadn't heard that one.
I'll send you the link.
But, I mean, some people don't even get the antibodies because their bodies just are so quick to get rid of it. It's like, well, if someone's like that... Are they really spreading it? Or are they just eliminating it?
Hmm.
So, I mean, I just feel like there's not enough information.
Yeah.
That's why I'm cautious about this.
Oh, and you should be. Everybody should be slightly cautious.
And, I mean, and I feel like at the end of the day, it should be your choice.
Yes.
I mean, because if this vaccine, I mean, because there's just so many things about this vaccine we don't know. We don't know how long it'll last. I mean, we know that viruses mutate.
Correct.
There's already different strands of it, depending on where you are in the world. That's how they trace it. I mean, if they find, like, if there's a localized strain of it, it has its own sort of genome sequencing that they can see. So, like, okay, well, that's over in that part of the world. Well, okay, so, but over in this part of the world, the sequencing is very different. So what happens when we all go back to international travel? We're going to be introduced to this other, you know, COVID genome.
COVID 20, 21, 22.
Well, I don't know that it's mutated that much yet. Yeah. But, I mean, there are different strains of it. So is the one over in the other part of the world going to be a little bit more potent? Or, you know, so, I mean, there's just so much we don't know. Are we going to have to take, you know, the COVID vaccine like we take flu shots? You know, because eventually it will mutate.
Yeah.
That's why they have to do flu shots every year.
I mean, and there's been other crazy diseases that have wiped out people and tribes and other. I mean, there's been other things before COVID. I mean, there's been all these big plagues and stuff like that. And I feel like, yeah, we're not going to get better overnight. It's not going to be like, oh, there's a vaccine now. Let's go back to normal living tomorrow. I still think it's going to be a couple of years before we go back to seeing anything that resembles normal. For me, anyway.
But do we want to go back to normal?
I mean, a lot of us won't. I mean, I'm obviously cautious of a lot of things that I do now. So, yeah, I don't know if I will ever go back to... There will be some type of normal. It won't be the same normal for sure. But just because they have this one or two vaccines definitely doesn't mean that we're out of this shit yet. So, yeah.
Well, going into conspiracy theories.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, I don't even really know if this is a conspiracy theory. But, you know, some people are calling COVID like a wake-up call. You know, that... We are living in such a toxic world.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this something to kind of wake us up and see? Because our health is not getting any better. In fact, you know, the human population is just getting sicker and sicker. We need to figure out why that is. You know, why? So is COVID really this kind of like wake up call for people? You know, do we need to kind of change our... sustainability, you know, the way that we live, things like that.
I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do differently for sure. I mean, you saw like, who was it? China that went on lockdown. They had all that smog and pollution before that. The skies were looking black and brown every day. And then when them people were inside for like a month or whatever, like the skies were the bluest they've seen in decades and the sun. It was like a whole different world for those people.
Yeah.
So I would hope that they would kind of, I'm not saying we need to go on lockdown once a year, but maybe lock everybody down for 2 or 3 weeks. Just stop everything. Stop the factory. Stop the polluting and, you know, just gives a reset. You see these movies where, you know, people run their earths into the ground and then it's like, oh, no, we ruined the earth. Well, yeah, those ideas have to come from somewhere, you know.
Well, they do say we're on the verge of the sixth mass extinction.
Ooh.
That could be a whole another topic.
I don't know if I want to talk about that. That is scary.
It is scary.
Some things I just don't want to know about.
Well.
Just when a meteor comes, just let me, don't even tell me. You know, if you're going to take me out like the dinosaurs, just.
But what if we could fix it?
Mm-mm.
And if we don't know about it, how can we fix it?
I guess you're right.
We're going to talk about that.
I guess. She's going to make me talk about some stuff I want to talk about. I'm just a paranoid dude.
That's what we're
dude.
Here at the table for.
I'm just a paranoid guy, man. Everything freaks me out slightly because I just don't know. I'm just like...
It is freaky. It's very freaky.
It's very scary. So it's like, I try to ignore it, but then it's like, oh, I know it's there. So.
Well, with that, he just threw a bottle cap at me. I guess he doesn't want me to...
No, what'd you get to say?
I don't even remember anymore.
The bottle cap wasn't supposed to be the distraction.
It was the distraction.
It's the timer.
I know that.
We talked about this.
I know. So I thought about that and it completely threw me from what I was saying or even thinking. That's how easily I'm distracted. Okay?
Why are you so distracted so easily? We need to talk about that. What's going on in that brain?
Because I focus on what's happening immediately. Yeah, like that.
Ashley, I apologize.
It's okay. We need to go back. Okay, vaccines.
All right, we're getting off topic.
Talking about mass extinctions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Listen, I've talked to my mom about this. You know, I've talked to some people about it. You know, because it's good to talk things out because that also kind of helps you process things.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom, she remembers when polio was like insane.
Polio, that's what I was thinking.
And she just said it was so scary to see how this affected children.
Mm-hmm.
And she just has this, you know, this memory. And so is she against vaccines? No. But is she cautious about this one? Yeah. And, you know, yeah. I think a lot of people are. But, you know, it's a tricky subject because it's okay, you see what it can do to help, but then at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I will wait and see how the world is in a couple of months and see how people are doing.
So you're going to wait for the guinea pigs?
And they're not necessarily guinea pigs. They wanted to sit in that chair. I didn't tell them to sit in that chair. But no, I mean, you feel like, yeah, if I see like a huge amount of people that are still here and are the same people, I mean, I'm not going to say any. I mean, you can make up anything on the news. You can be like, I gave Ashley the vaccine 2 days ago and now she's feeling great. And then you can really be sick. You know, I'm not saying that a lot of this stuff can't be manipulated and spun by the media, but yeah, I think I definitely will wait to see what the hell happens. And if there's a 5% chance I get a superpower from it, yeah, I will probably take it. I'm not going to lie to you. If you give me that 5% chance, hey, you might get this ability. We don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, you know, because I only get one life. And if I'm going out with flying abilities, so be it.
Right.
So that's just my stance on it, you know.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah, be cautious, be aware.
Yeah, it's not a simple black or white. Do your research about it. Don't just, you know, take the media's word for it. Don't take Pfizer's word for it. You know, really look into it yourself. Just make an educated decision.
Ain't nobody make no educated decision here.
Why not?
These people are dumb.
What?
Humans are weak. I don't know how we survived this long. It blows my mind. When you look at all these animals in the wild, I've been watching a lot of documentaries. When you see all these animals in the wild taking care of their youngs and fighting off predators and stuff, I was like, man, if we were still living in like the woods and stuff, and somebody just gave birth to you, and you're just kind of just laying there all in your sludge or whatever, you can't walk yet. You don't come out knowing how to walk. I feel like you're weak. People are weak. It's just, I don't know.
Are you saying we should be like animals?
Nah. Obviously, we evolved. We go to hospital. Well, some people go to hospitals to have babies. I'm just saying. I've been watching a lot of documentaries. Leave me alone. This is just what I'm looking at. Is this like it seems?
You know, women can have births outside of a hospital, right?
I know. That's what I just said. I said not all people go to hospitals.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
See, exactly, because you're not paying attention to me. You never do. You hear what you want to hear, and you just assume I'm crazy.
I mean, don't you do the same thing to me?
No. It doesn't change my argument how I think humans are weak. We're a lot weaker now than I think we were before.
Oh, I'll agree with that. I feel like we've gotten comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, all this.
What's a gluten allergy? You could have told me about a gluten allergy when I was a kid.
Hang on. What is that noise?
Sounds like a garbage truck.
Why is there a garbage truck at 8:30 at night?
Because it's the holidays and they get behind schedule and I'm going to have to edit all of that out. You're making more work for me, miss. I go on vacation tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. It's Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. And I will be up tonight working on this. All right, guys. Obviously, there's a lot more information that we can go with. We can go left. We can go right. But all we're trying to say is, hey, look, just do your own research. Basically, just, you know, talk to your, if you go to a regular primary doctor, if you have somebody in your life, if, you know, talk to some people first. Just, you know, just be cautious of everything. Don't believe everything you read on social media or the TVs or, you know, anywhere else. Or the guy on the corner that screams, hey, the world's coming to an end. You can't believe him either now these days. So, Ashley, do you have anything else to say before we get out of here? This has been a very confusing episode.
Well, in a way, I think it kind of mirrors what a lot of people are thinking anyway. They just don't know what to think. I mean, I don't know what to think either, obviously.
Yeah. I told you, there's a lot of jokes online right now. I just see people making fun of it mostly. So,
I mean, I guess the good thing is, you know, it might be a while before the mass population gets
oh, gets yeah. Access. No, I think it's going to be, yeah. Like I said, I feel like people are like, yeah, we're getting ready to go back to normal. I'm looking at a couple of years, man. I don't think... It's a lot of younger people, really. They're going out to clubs and partying still. I'm not doing that. So this is where I party.
Right.
Exactly. In here. So.
Yes. I mean, it's just, it's a confusing time. You know, take your time. Think about it. You know, get as many facts as you can. Go to more than one source. I mean, that's pretty much all we can do at this point. I'm sure we'll come back and revisit this topic at some point.
Yep.
You know, when there's more information, but...
Or you'll never hear this episode at all.
Yeah, sorry for all the confusion. I know it was all over the place. But, yeah, it's just...
And I just like poking the bear when Ashley starts talking about stuff. I just throw curveballs at her. So...
I mean, you do all the time, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I should expect it.
You really
but it
should.
Still throws me off.
I know. It's because you didn't have your notebook tonight.
I didn't, and I forgot
and
it because
I feel like it's a confidence thing. When you have that notebook in your hand, you're just like, I got this.
Well, I came straight from work, and I left it at home this morning, and yeah.
You didn't have to rush over here.
Why not? I got to go to bed in like 15 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. All right. It's past Ashley's bedtime, everybody, so we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
This has been... quite the episode, and
we're looking forward to our next episode, which will be a Christmas special.
Oh,
yeah.
A very, very naughty Christmas.
Wait, what?
No, okay. But obviously, we have two different ideas for Christmas specials. All right, well, thank you guys for lasting this long. We apologize. Say bye.
Oh, I thought I did. No. Bye, bye, people.
Say it again.
Bye, people.